Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 18th of August, coming up.
Europe will maintain diplomatic and in particular economic pressure on Russia.
Zelensky heads to the White House for another showdown with Trump and the Rose of Tralee gets underway. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the European Commission President and leaders from across Europe are accompanying the Ukrainian President in Washington today for his meeting with Donald Trump. Speaking in Brussels before flying to the US, Ursula von der Leyen said international borders cannot be changed by force. She said Europe's coalition of the willing, including the EU, is ready to do its share.
Ukraine must become a steel porcupine, undigestible for potential invaders. We welcome President Trump's willingness to contribute to Article 5-like security guarantees for Ukraine. And the coalition of the willing, including the European Union, is ready to do its share.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Ursula von der Leyen yesterday ahead of today's talks in Washington. He says the EU's support is vital in achieving a ceasefire.
It's necessary to cease fire and work quickly on a final deal. We'll talk about it in Washington. Putin does not want to stop the killing, but he must do it.
Rape and cases of sexual assault are up in the first 6 months of this year. So too is arson and public order offences, with a major spike in fraud. It comes against an overall reduction in crime, according to Garda Crime Statistics out this morning. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Garda crime data for the first 6 months of the year shows a significant overall decrease in a whole range of offences, such as interfering with a vehicle down 27%, aggravated burglary down 25%, and riot and violent disorder down a significant 36%. But arson's up 20%, and cases of rape and sexual assault are up 4%. Worryingly, there's a marked increase in fraud offences overall, up 73% between January and June compared to the same period last year. Long-term trends, though, continue to show an ongoing and sustained reduction in crime, with CSO figures showing a 7% reduction in the past 5 years.
The Fine Gael executive meets later to discuss its options for fielding a new presidential election candidate after Mairead McGuinness withdrew on health grounds. Among those who could replace her are former GA President and MEP Sean Kelly and former Minister Heather Humphreys. Director from the Ireland Thinks polling company Kevin Cunningham thinks Heather Humphreys is nosing ahead.
She is in the lead, as it were, in our list of candidates. So it's very promising for her potential candidacy, though it's worth remarking on the fact that her support is significantly lower than that of what Mairead McGuinness's was. So the very fact that McGuinness is out has obviously made it a little bit more precarious for a potential Fine Gael candidate to win this.
110 children have died from malnutrition in Gaza up to now. There have been 13,000 cases of acute malnutrition of children in the enclave in July. Nearly half of those cases were severe. Amnesty International Ireland Executive Director Stephen Bowen says Israel is intentionally starving people.
The number of people being reported as being severely malnourished is growing week by week. The number of people who are simply dying because of starvation is growing. There is no doubt that the government of Israel is using a deliberate policy of starvation.
Hurricane Aaron has weakened from Category 5 to Category 3. The powerful Atlantic storm is currently passing between the US East Coast and Bermuda. The US National Hurricane Center says it's not expected to make a direct hit, but will create rough ocean conditions and life-threatening surf and rip currents along America's east coast. Meanwhile, a yellow thunderstorm warning has been issued for three counties. Met Éireann says parts of Cork, Kerry and Limerick could be affected from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Potential impacts include lightning damage, possible power outages and localised flooding, and there may also be difficult travelling conditions. The Rose of Tralee Festival kicks off tonight for its 66th year. 32 roses take to the stage in Kerry, showcasing talents, stories and their connection with Ireland. Boston, New England rose Maeve Kelly grew up spending summers in Tralee. She says it's a huge honour to be getting up on stage this evening.
It's definitely a full circle moment. My dad left when he was 26 and moved to Boston, so now to be back home with a daughter that's a rose, for him it's definitely, and for us it's full circle.
Fermanagh Rose Caoimhe Connolly says she's delighted to represent her county because it's been 8 years since Fermanagh was included in the festival.
The reason why we've done what we've done is just to represent our own communities and our regions respectively. So, I mean, we're so proud to bring that in and be standing on that stage. And for all the little boys and girls that are watching us, it's like looking up and being like, I could do that someday, or I could be a rosebud or a rosebuddy and be involved with the festival. So we're just really trying to be the best ambassadors as possible.
And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has praised his players for kicking off their Premier League season with a massive win at Manchester United yesterday. Ricardo Calafiori's first half header gave the Gunners a 1-0 victory on the opening weekend, and Arteta says it was an important 3 points.
Big, big results coming first game of the season at Old Trafford. When you feel that they are building something special, momentum with the new signings, and they want to kick on the season in a good way, and you are able to come away with the win, I think very happy and proud of the team.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.